Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Everyone here in the bunker is still asleep from last week.
Still sleeping from last week.
Not totally sure why I'm not asleep. I guess I'm just really responsible? That doesn't feel right.
So much editing time saved.
Anyway, the following podcast is not real.
Someday I'll be on a show with a narrative arc.
And now, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arne Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, don't worry. This is everything you need to know. About 3 years and 4 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-hosts and my co-mayors. Would we be plural? Like, there's three of us, four of us, technically, that are mayors, but we're never all the mayor at the same time.
A good rule of thumb is, on Foon, if it's a plural, you usually add an S.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So mayor becomes mayors.
Okay, well, mayor.
Potato becomes potatoes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Octopus.
Mm-hmm. It's already done for you.
Sure, of course. Co-mayor, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Get what?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just trying to really focus in on finding the weapons in the tavern and making Hog's Face better.
Are you mayor this week? You have the sash, are you?
I gotta be honest, I'm holding the sash.
Yeah.
Because I don't really remember. Like, I kind of lost track.
I lost track, too. Plus, we're calling Manana Mayor Manana, so I'm like, is he mayor?
It's very confusing. Yeah. Like, we got off to a really good start making
everything
Hog's
we've
better.
Done in the last 150 or whatever episodes we've done. This is the most confusing thing that's ever happened.
I know. Normally, everything makes perfect sense.
Fucking mayor sash.
But just whose turn is it to be mayor?
I wish this sash would just go away. Sash away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't we just give it to the Banana Man?
Should we?
Well, he really enjoys being the mayor, and he loves being called Mayor and Banana.
I don't know if he enjoys it. It looks adorable when he's wearing it, though.
There's been no complaints.
And his little pajamas. So cute.
So cute.
Look, Mayor Manana can be the mayor, and he'll be easy to control. We're the power behind the mayor.
Okay. I like manipulating the Manana Man because, as a sheriff, I've been crooked.
What?
I haven't told you guys.
What do you mean?
You sort of brought it up.
I did?
You said I was corrupt.
Well, then I licked that frog.
John, look, we've been trying to make Hog's Face better, like genuinely better, and we put you in charge of the sheriff's department.
I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, this hat is fucking killer, but besides that, I just kind of break shit.
What?
It's fun as hell.
Chunt!
I'll just walk by a window, smash it in, see some kids playing ball, I just pop the ball.
Chunt, we're the good guys!
Yes, technically,
we're kind of working with the Dark Lord a little bit, but we're the good guys.
Do you do that thing where you point at your eyes with two fingers, then you point at someone, then you point back at your eyes with two fingers? Yep. I hate that.
to let people know I also have two eyes. But the one sucky thing is, you know, I don't have, like, a brother or sister to, like, bring on board, you know, nepotism, give him a job.
Yeah.
So I've just been trying to, like, help my friends out.
What about Arnie? Why don't you help him out with your evil?
I mean, you're already the mayor.
Not anymore.
Do you want a job? Do you want to be sheriff?
I'm pretty busy with the podcast and being the power behind the throne.
Right. Well, I did just appoint a new deputy.
Who's the new deputy?
He's wheeling up to the table right now.
Wheelbear!
Good afternoon.
Hey, Wheelbear.
It's good to see you again, Wheelbear.
Usador.
How are you?
I'm trying to make a difference. How are you?
I am doing much the same, for every day I think of naught but mine quest to defeat the Void and to defeat the Dark Lord. Aye, and someday, goddesses willing, I shall mount an attack so powerful that I shall defeat all those who stand in the way of justice.
Good to see you.
I should say that Wheelbear, amongst the guards, is probably the most pure, honest, good-hearted dude.
Oh. Yeah.
Even though I tried to just give him the job, he insisted, to, you know, about beating the other people who are up for it.
One must earn what one has.
That's what he always says.
Yeah, I've got to say, even when all of Hogsface was imprisoned by the Dark Lord and you were one of the guards guarding us, I always just had like a good vibe with you, I got to say.
A dark time in my life. I was supposed to stab all of you. Just know that.
What's that?
What?
Wheelbear?
Every morning I was supposed to stab you all.
Every morning?
In your thigh. If at the time Chunt had a thigh, I would have stabbed him in it.
Oh, that makes sense. Because the mornings I saw you, you didn't stab me in the thigh. But Cockroach Clown stabbed me every morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I got stabbed every morning by Sugar Ray. You know Raymond, who was always pushing his wares?
Oh, yeah.
Spices and yeah. Sugars.
Oh, Ray, yes, Ray.
Yeah, I'm just... Every morning. It's sad, though, that eventually he climbed onto the highest castle in Hogsface and jumped to his death and just left a note. Said, I just want to fly.
Well, thank you for being honest. That was very real bear of you, Wheelbear.
Oh, I believe in being honest and doing your best.
Anything else we should know about? As your boss, I need you to tell me if there's any other ploys
today?
At hand.
Yeah. You know, just nosing around, sniffing around, seeing what I can see.
Okay. Well, that's your job. So, yeah, please investigate if you smell something fishy.
Yeah, that's right. Wheelbear, you work for Hogsface to make it better, you know?
All right. Let's cut to the chase, shall we?
Oh, okay.
I'm in the midst of an investigation.
Oh, ooh, here we go. I'm excited. I love a good
two,
police
as a matter of
drama.
Fact, two. Ooh. Investigation number one. Ooh. Who is popping children's balls and why?
What's this now?
Children's balls are being popped.
Yes.
I should admit something.
What?
Guys, get under the table. Get under the table.
Under the table? This is not good for my knees.
You know how I was talking about when kids are playing with a ball that I'll deflate it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've also been popping kids' testicles.
Oh, Chunt. We're supposed to be doing good for Hogsface.
Yes, well, that's cruel. That's awful. Why would you do that?
In Foon, a lot of times if you get something in the mail or something sent to you, they package it with a lot of kid testes. Testes, you know, their mother approves, but you start popping them and you can't stop. It's so fun.
Okay.
Don't say anything. And
I'm mad at somebody along the way. I'm not sure how, where though.
I'll cover for you for now, but you've got to stop.
And yeah, this is the last time I'm covering for you, Chunt. You got to go straight, all right? Let Wheelbear be a good example.
Ooh, let's find out what the second investigation is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hello.
Hey.
Oh, there you are.
Sorry, I just had to tell my good friends that we will keep an eye out as the mayors for anyone popping kid balls.
Oh, thank you. Investigation number two.
Oh, Chung Chung.
Are you aware of a living being named Blemish?
What? Yeah.
Yes, I am aware of a living being named Blemish.
Yes, I am aware of a living being named Blemish. Mm-hmm.
It is recently been brought to my attention that the living being Blemish may not be a living being anymore.
What?
Oh, no, I think he just went away. I think he just went on a little trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Gonna find out if that's true or not. With your help, mayors, yes?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course, support of the mayors.
Yes.
Yeah, well, sure, Deputy Wheelbear. If there's been some kind of foul doing in Hogsface, we got to get to the bottom of it with the help of the mayor.
The law-abiding mayors of this town.
Although I will say, I mean, that's such important work you're doing, and thank you for helping out the sheriff as my deputy, but I just had this thought, you know, you are, I don't know how old you are, but you gotta be getting too old for this shit. Maybe, should you... Yeah. Had a good run.
Would you?
Are you asking me to wheel off into the woods and die?
No, I wouldn't say that, but...
That's
no.
How a bear retires.
Does a bear get too old for this shit in the woods?
That was good.
I'm so grateful, because, you know, I've come to learn that, like, you make jokes about people that are real on the nose about what they are, and sometimes they just don't appreciate it.
Well, I know I'm a bear, and I'm not worried about it. I could have a little fun with it.
You're not just a bear, Wheel Bear. You're a bear who doesn't have legs, but has wheels.
Well, he has legs, he doesn't have feet.
He doesn't have hands, he has wheels.
His wheels instead of paws. He still has legs.
Yeah, let me back away and you can just define what I look like.
Oh. Yeah, you can see him.
Oh!
Wheel Bear, oh!
There I am.
Yeah.
Now look at this.
Yeah, that's a wheel.
See over here?
Yeah. Wheel.
Yeah, and you can see they haven't gotten to my balls.
Oh, yeah.
Now, not to be insensitive, were you born with wheels, or was this something that happened?
My mother made an aesthetic choice.
Ooh, ooh.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen, you know, rocking horses and takes all kinds.
I was digging at the wood of the tree under which we lived. She said, no more claws for this one.
Oh. That seems a bit harsh, if I may be honest with you.
Unless there's a stair involved, I'm happier for it.
How do you, eat or wipe or...
I don't understand the question. How do you eat or wipe?
I think if he's a bear, he would just eat with his mouth.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean...
Is that right?
Yeah, but he's not a... You know.
I suppose it's an assumption.
Do you two want to go underneath the table?
Yeah, let's go underneath the table. Chun, I just assume he eats with his mouth.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
And I assume poop just falls out of his butt.
Yeah, or maybe like he brushes up against the back of a tree or uses Charmin.
Wheel Bear, they'll be done down there pretty soon. I didn't want to go down this time. My knees, you know.
It doesn't seem comfortable.
Yeah, and I'm not going to ask you questions about how you wipe because I see all those pieces of toilet paper on your butt.
Thank you very much.
How do you think he gets started when he's moving? That's the part I don't understand.
I mean, maybe he clenches and then unclenches just to get some momentum built up.
Like a caterpillar?
Ooh, yeah, maybe. Brings them together, pulls them apart.
Brings them together, pulls them apart. Let's go back up. Are you a caterpillar? Tell us now!
Do you have any leads in terms of blemish? Obviously gone missing. He's still living, I'm sure. Do you have any...
seen in this area.
This area?
This very area.
This very area?
This very, very area.
Not at this very table, was it?
I don't have that specific clue.
It doesn't have that specific clue, so why would you bring that up?
Why are you touching right there?
Oh, this looks like a cat claw right here. So it looks like a cat clawed at the wood.
I mean, he had been at this table. He was on the show sometimes, and the boy would bring us drinks and things. He worked here for a long time. Yeah, we definitely knew Blemish, and we miss him a lot, and we wish we'd come back. And he will when he is done with his trip.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask an unrelated question about your investigation? If, say, Blemish was evil, would that affect the investigation? Would you be like, whoop, no need?
And he definitely was evil. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Every death is a curse upon us all. So even the most evil of us must be avenged.
Yeah.
God, guys. Wheel Bear's just a fucking good cop.
You're a very honorable bear, and I appreciate that. Wheel Bear, I must ask you, will you join my quest? Get off our ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good.
Will you join my quest to help me defeat the Dark Lord?
He's in the bear state.
He's eating. That's how he eats. But he's eating his own shit. Oh.
Oh.
I just saw the whole circle. Hold the whole
question
cycle.
Question asked and answered. What was your question, Usador?
I don't rightly
yeah,
remember.
You don't want to go on a quest with a guy that's eating his own shit?
But would you mind if I took a lap out of your drink?
Of course, yes, of course.
Give him what he wants.
I know. Well,
I left a couple of floaties. But
thank you. I'm going to go to the bar.
Wait, don't leave us here.
Excuse me for a moment.
You know what? I'm also going to go to the bar. I'll help you. You probably can't carry all those drinks by yourself.
Yes, I definitely cannot. Would you want something else of your own drink, perhaps?
Please, whatever you're having is delicious.
That one's yours.
We can just leave Sheriff and Deputy time.
Yeah, I'll go to the
couple of old buddies.
Yeah, those are my my two best friends. Besides you, of course. I mean, we're good friends, right? If I ever had a problem, you'd help me with it.
If you need help, just say so.
God, you're so righteous. How's your wife and kid?
My wife is the center of my world. She rises with the dawn, like the sun itself, and casts sunshine over everything she sees. My daughter is struggling. She's struggling, having trouble picking up basic commands.
Well, you should spend more time with your wife. What's her name again? Beverly.
Beverly.
I didn't want to say it because as I was about to say it, I'm like, that sounds bad, but yeah. I'm assuming, but it is her name.
No, Beverly. She knows she's a bear.
Good.
Do people think bears are sensitive about being bears?
I assume all creatures are sensitive about everything. I mean, I confuse a crow and a raven, and they were pissed.
Well, that I get.
Yeah, well, all right. Lesson learned. Spend some more time with Beverly.
I plan to go home to her.
Good.
When the world is a better place.
Well, when is that going to be? I mean, there's always something. Always something.
Today it is the little ball popper and the blemish mystery.
Can I come
help
clean?
Help me out, boss.
Can I come clean? I'm going to put it on the table.
Whoa. Hey, sorry. I just heard you say.
Drinks for everyone.
I just heard you say you're going to come clean about something.
Yeah, I was about to help out my deputy. I've been holding some information.
Hey, Chun. Chun, I got you this new drink. It's called the Be Cool.
We have a drink called the Be Cool?
It's called the Be Cool.
Seems like it's trying a little hard.
Now, Arnie, we should let Chun say whatever he has to say. It is not our place to get in the way of justice.
Yes, justice must be done, and I can solve both your cases in one fell swoop.
Please.
What?
Blemish was popping balls, kids' balls, and he was so ashamed he ran off. That's the end of that. Case closed.
Seems pretty believable to me.
Ties up pretty neatly. Nice bow around that.
Makes a lot of sense.
Oh, shit, I forgot something. Wheelbear can smell lies.
Why are you fucking lying so much then?
Because I'm a corrupt sheriff.
God.
I smell a problem with your story.
Oh, well, Chunt, where did you hear this story? Someone must have lied to you. Oh.
I've been lied to. Oh, boy. Bum, bum, bum.
Can I ask you a question, Wheelbear? You can smell lies?
I can smell lies if the person knows they're lying. I cannot smell if someone believes they have told the truth, but it just happens to be incorrect.
Oh, wow.
There must be deceit.
That's a nuanced nose.
I smell deceit in this room.
Is that tough on your relationship? Guys, I'm trying to deflect.
Keep deflecting.
Good work.
Well, it would be tough if my wife would ever tell a lie, but as I said...
Your wife never tells a lie?
No, she knows better.
Oh, my gosh, well...
I would smell it immediately.
That you're very lucky to have that. What is it? Bearbra?
Beverly.
Oh, Beverly. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Bearbra, that's not a name.
Bearbra?
Arnie, you blew it. Be cool.
Now, Wheelbear, now you must be an accomplished investigator to have such great instincts as these. What are some other cases you've solved in the past?
Deflected.
Yep.
Oh, remember when the mountain moved?
Oh, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to the bottom of that.
What happened?
It was a gentleman named Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Gary moved the mountain.
I remember Gary. He was clasped in irons, left out in the elements.
Oh.
For 30 days and 30 nights for moving the mountain.
What would be the punishment for, let's just say, accidentally murdering someone but then not reporting it and covering it up?
Death by the same way that person was murdered, and then your death not being reported for the amount of time that death was not reported.
Ooh, tit for tat.
It is harsh, but it is fair.
We gotta hide that ball. Wait, how did we kill?
Usador, my apologies. I drank out of your drink again.
That's all right. I'm happy to share all of my drinks with you. Hey, you know what? I think I'm going to go to the bar.
Again? Can I try a coolit? That looks great.
It's a be cool.
It's a be cool.
Oh, a be cool.
Wait, do you want whippets? Is that what you're asking for?
I did not say whippets. Do you have whippets?
No, I don't have whippets. Arnie, I have tons of whippets.
Wait, are whippets?
I love doing whippets.
Whippets illegal?
What?
John, stop flagrantly doing illegal
things.
I have to come clean.
Wheelbear, the bigger truth here that I think we're all adult enough to share is that we did kill someone.
What?
We killed 56 sacks of sentient flour.
Oh, is that a crime?
I'm hoping that it's not, and I feel like I've given you some information, so...
56 sacks of flour.
I believe it was 56, what, Arnie?
I think it was 52, so a little less bad.
So it's even better than we thought.
Well, as long as no one had sexual congress with these bags of flour, I think we're all right.
Oh, we're screwed.
I was going over here. You know what, Wheelbear? I'm going to let you have the two ales that I already have, and I'm just going to enjoy this pot of honey.
Usador.
Yes.
You fool.
What?
Bears love honey.
What do you mean? No, you're thinking of bees.
Am I?
Oh.
Sorry, I lost it for just a minute.
Wheelbear. Oh, what was that all about?
I'm sorry, my wife and I are having a really hard time with our daughter.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that. What's your daughter's name?
Bear Brown.
Oh, that's your daughter.
Yes, it's a child's name. Fine for a child, but terrible for an adult.
Oh, okay.
When she grows up, what will her name be then?
It's up to her.
Oh, that's nice. Did you give yourself the moniker Wheelbear then?
No, I was Footbear, and then my mother said you are now Wheelbear.
Wait, you had feet and not paws.
Yes, I was born with human feet.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Wait, you were born with human feet?
That would look crazy.
I was born with human feet.
I mean, no offense, but that would look crazy.
Oh, either way, she should have decided before I was six.
Yeah, after that, it's just painful if you lose anything.
Yeah.
Arnie, are you circumcised?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Oh, there, let's go down the line.
So yours was a yes?
Yeah. Chunt, I feel like we've gotten a lot of emails about you.
About what?
Whether you're circumcised or not.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen those emails.
I've set up a filter.
I've seen you in the shower.
Well, depending on what I am, it changes.
Yeah.
You sure?
I have a flip cap. I can be either way. This is a little magical top.
Huh.
You can pull it back. It down.
I think that's uncircumcised.
I don't think so.
Is it a hard cap?
Yeah, it's made most... It's like a stony substance.
Oh.
I think you're just uncircumcised. If
it, are you sure?
If it hangs over and you can pull it back, that's uncircumcised.
I don't know.
Guys, if we keep talking about this, I'm going to confess.
Wheelbear?
Have a look.
He is not.
Yeah.
Well, should we take a break, grab some food? I'm going to go to the bar.
Yeah, I'm also going to go to the bar.
You just shat in my honey.
So, I don't know. I'm feeling pretty innocent.
Oh, yes, I feel very innocent.
Yeah, just putting that out there.
Soup's innocent.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Wheelbear, wouldn't help your job at all if people just, like, when they saw you, told you whether they were guilty or innocent of just in general?
Good idea.
Absolutely.
Good, I'm innocent.
I'm innocent.
I'm with them.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, why don't you go look for crime elsewhere?
Yeah, it's been so great meeting you, Wheelbear.
And also, we want to see how you start moving.
Here, I'll push away. Have a gander.
He pushes off. That is slow going.
It's very momentum-based.
It's very impressive.
Oh, he just uses his two back legs.
What is the smell over here?
Uh-oh.
You don't need to go by that door. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's going behind this door.
He's going over to the basement.
That's the basement.
Guys.
There's an old crime down there that already got solved.
Yeah. Guys, in case you guys don't remember, we accidentally killed Blemish in that basement.
Of course I remember.
Wait, killing Blemish was an accident?
Yes.
It wasn't our fault.
And really, it wasn't our fault at all. Like, he accidentally killed himself. Oh, then we covered it up, didn't we?
Let's be like the guy who washes his dick and come clean. Well, what'd you find?
Stairs.
Oh.
Foiled again.
I guess this is where it ends.
Does this smell wet flower and death.
Oh.
Throw that out.
Shame. I wish there was someone else on the police force that could go down and investigate for you.
Oh,
Sheriff.
I can go down. I'll take it from here. You're relieved of your, wheel.
What?
Move. I'll go down. Hear me go.
All right, I'll lock my wheels and stay.
All right. I'm at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And I don't see...
Don't you see that note?
Oh, there's a note.
What?
To whom it may concern. Bye-bye. Loveless Blemish.
Oh, how sad.
Well, case closed. So, tell us more about your wife.
I just wish that note had included something about the ball popping.
Oh,
that would have closed the case quite nicely.
Oh, wait, I think there was another... Yep, there's a second note.
Ah.
To whom it may concern. I've been popping those balls. You know it's me. Bye-bye.
That sounds like Blemish's cadence to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting a workout. That's all it. So let's relax. Let's have some more shit water, and let's check in with who... How did you get started as a cop?
These are called shit waters.
Well,
they are now.
Oh, Usador, I'm sorry. Are these your potato skins I've been snacking?
No. Those are yours now. You can have those.
Wait.
Thank you.
Usador, does yours look like a potato skin?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
You're uncircumcised.
I don't think so.
Wilbur, we want to know your origin story. How'd you get started? What, was there an inciting incident that led to you wanting to solve crimes? Did a crime befall your family?
My mother disappeared.
Oh.
Oh, no.
In the middle of the night. And I followed her with my wheels as far as I could.
Oh.
To the base of a very tall set of stairs.
Oh, stairs again.
As I looked up those stairs, it was beautiful stairs, like up, had to have been 150 stairs, up to a temple.
Mm-hmm.
All I could do was call, Mother! Mother, it's me! You took my feet! Now come and take the rest of me!
Oh.
And I'm guessing her name was Bera.
Name was Diane.
Well, that's a weird name for a bear, but...
Apparently you don't know bear culture. Now I'm starting to get offended by the things you say about bears.
Yes, that was very rude.
Arnie, walk it back.
You know, I've got an unusual name for a human.
What's a usual name for a human?
I don't know.
I mean, I know 14 Usadors.
Really?
Yeah, 3 kids in my class, Usador.
Well, it's more common as a bear name. That's why the bears know me as Grizzly Wondertooth.
Is that true?
I only known him as Usador, but I didn't know him in school.
Yes, but surely you've heard the legend of Grizzly Wondertooth.
Oh, we've all heard the legend of Grizzly Wondertooth.
That is me!
Oh. Usador, I would love to hear the legend of Grizzly Wondertooth.
Once upon a time, a blue wizard appeared before the bears, and the bears all decided to hold a bear jamboree.
Ooh, like so a they, country bear jamboree?
Exactly. And they got out their banjos, and they played a song all night long, and the wizard took the form of a bear himself. A giant blue bear, aye, and this very bear, went deep into the woods, deeper than any other bear had ever gone, and he found the biggest salmon that any bear had ever found. He brought the salmon back to the bears of the forest, and he said, "Here, my children, now eat of this salmon, and be happy and blessed for the rest of thy days." It's a good bear story. It's not a great human story.
It's a great bear story.
Bears aren't into, like, beginning, middles, and ends. They just like to eat.
Yeah, I feel like most bear stories involve food to some degree.
Yeah.
Now, do you know any good bear stories?
I do know one bear story.
Ooh, I'd love to hear it.
It was early one morning in the woods.
This is how they usually start.
When a family of bears were just waking. And an injured elk approached, struggling. And the mama bear said, "Kill that elk and drink of its blood." So we slaughtered that elk, ripping its throat first and drinking of its blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ate the rest of the elk.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's a good story.
Personal as a family story.
It's a nice story. It makes me miss my daughter.
Oh, you have a daughter?
I do.
How is she doing?
I hope she's doing well.
Can I get in touch with you sometimes if I have some questions about parenting my child?
Sure. You know, I gotta say, I'm far from an expert, but...
Our daughter is struggling.
Oh, I understand. My ward is also struggling.
Oh, you adopted?
Yes, I have an adopted son who lives in my hat named Kid Usador.
Hmm.
He's kind of a sidekick, kind of a ward. We go on quests together from time to time.
Could I meet him? I'd like to get to 15 Usador.
Sure.
Hello.
Kid Usador.
My name is Kid Usador.
This is Wheelbear.
Hello, Wheelbear.
Hello, my name is Wheelbear.
Well, I surmised.
All right, back in my hat.
Well, it's just he's a bear with wheels.
Get in my hat.
Hmm.
Very nice.
Usador, can I speak with you under the table for a second?
Of course.
Usador.
Yes, what?
I didn't think about this.
What?
There's an orphan child that's been living in your hat this whole time. He could be hearing all the things we've been saying.
Well, he usually stays in his room.
Yeah, but you don't know. You don't know the things that he's heard.
He's on our side. He's my ward.
I guess so. I'm just saying, he could tell Wheelbear about what, let's just say it, what Chunt did.
Oh, yes, what Chunt did.
Yeah, good. And so I really hope that Kid Usador doesn't overhear us and then misguidedly think he's saving you from justice by going off and telling Wheelbear what Chunt did.
Arnold, I hear what you're saying. I'll have to kill Kid Usador.
No, Usador!
And she said, this bed is just right. And at that point, bears came home.
I'm telling you, I have never heard this story.
And the wife bear nudged the husband bear and said, who is this? And the husband bear goes, I swear to you, I don't know who this is. A divorce.
Oh, are you telling the story of Goldilocks and the two bears?
Mm-hmm.
I love that story. It's not a great bear story, but it's a good...
It ends in divorce versus blood, which is...
It's different.
Arnie, do you know any bear stories from Earth?
Oh, I'd love an Earth and bear story.
Sure. Here's one. It's not just a bear story, but there's this hacker named Swordfish.
It's a long windup.
I'll tell it to you later.
I actually did learn a bear story from Earth, but I don't want to say it out loud. Wheelbear, why don't you put on these headphones and just listen to it?
You must destroy that tape. No one must ever listen to that tape.
All right.
What?
Take it from Marissa, man. She doesn't listen to that. She doesn't listen to that tape.
All right.
Ever listen to that tape.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I got lost. Whose drink was who, Wolfie?
They're all yours. Don't worry about it. How did you even get all the way? Okay.
Also, I feel like we're going to have to switch tables next week.
I've made a mess.
No, it's okay, Wheelbear. You can't control it, but there's just like, there's kind of bear shit everywhere.
Yeah. Wheelbear, would you excuse me for a moment while I go inside of my hat?
Please do.
Pardon me.
Are you going to say anything?
Get out of my room.
You're going to stay quiet? You're
going to
be smart?
Get out of my fucking room.
Are you going to be smart?
Am I going to be smart?
Yeah.
Are you threatening me?
Threatening.
I'm your son.
You're not my son.
Why did I wake up with a horse head in my bed?
Because I had to put it somewhere. I wanted to watch the game.
You kill horses, don't you?
Took you to watch a men's game, sure.
I'm going to tell him you've been killing horses.
What?
I'm going to tell him you've been killing horses.
Mr. Bear? Mr. Wheelbear?
Yes, sir.
My dad's been killing horses.
To be fair, I've been murdering horses. Evil ones. That's legal.
Oh.
I believe you.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a second. Maybe we don't need to worry. Wheelbear seems pretty reasonable.
Well, I'm well within my rights to murder evil horses, to watch mittens games. That's just a thing that happens in Foon.
Mr. Bear?
Yes?
Can I play a game with you?
What sort of game would you like to play?
It's called Two Truths and a Lie.
Ooh,
I'll tell you two truths and a lie, and you try and suss out which is which.
Go ahead.
Number one.
Be smart.
Number one. I'm not circumcised.
I can smell that that's true.
I can tell already. I don't want to be playing this game with this child.
I think we're in trouble here.
Step two.
Step two.
Number two. I know who my real parents are. And number three. The three gentlemen you see before you Murdered Blemish.
Child, I know a lie when I hear it. When I smell it. You have no clue who your parents are.
Well done. Well done, Deputy.
What child would throw away a family?
Well done, Kid Usador.
Back to my room, I suppose.
I suppose so.
Oh, isn't it time for my allowance?
Yes, of course.
Give him 3 10 gold coins.
Here are 30 coins. I'm not going to say 3 10.
1 2 3.
Here, get in my hat.
Whoop. Well, Wheelbear, it's been nice to spend some time and hopefully help you with your investigation, which It seems like it's more or less closed.
Well, I see a peak of light in the case, not quite closed, not quite shut.
Huh.
But those two letters certainly do send me in a direction, and that direction is the basement.
Yes, we'll bring those letters up as soon as we can.
Yeah.
I'll run down there and get them.
Yes.
Also, I think if you're looking for more cases to take on, and I don't mean to burden you with a workload, but I think Cockroach Clown ate many people.
First things first.
Yeah, I gotta say, there are a lot of, like, real known and proven murderers all over Hogsmeade.
First things first.
That's a diligent bear. You have to prioritize. Gotta respect him.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the saying, don't come up to a bear when he's got a hold of something that he wants to eat because the bear will attack you?
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. I see.
Thanks for all the drinks, Usador. You've been quite kind.
Well.
Chun, have you gotten any emails this week?
Yeah, I have an email here. Of course, you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with 6 D's. This is from Marina. Marina says, hello, Chunt. I just started listening to the podcast, and I have a question. When you sex shapeshift, do you have to rediscover your penis every time? Are you ever not able to masturbate because you don't know where your penis is? Marina, is this one of the emails you're talking about?
Sure.
They don't specifically ask if I'm circumcised.
You gotta read between the lines.
I mean, I don't know if I have to rediscover my penis, but I have to get to know it, so I guess in a way, sure. You know, it's an important thing to know your genitals.
Sure.
To know where they're at, to know the shape and size, to know if it's shaped like a tomato or a pine cone.
Yeah. If you've got the flippy top that makes the noise.
That's not a thing. That is not a thing.
It's not?
No.
It's the noise.
You know, the noise. It's sort of like a cha-chank.
Are you cocking your cock?
Yeah. What do you mean?
You might be wearing a cock cage.
I don't think so.
Keep the safety on.
Well, yes, I will keep the safety on.
You know that cocks are more likely to go off at home? 75% more likely to go off at home.
Yes, that's very true. When it's morning.
You know, I got an email here. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. Hey, you know what? If you've got any hot leads on the disappearance of Blemish, you can email me, and I'll pass them along to Wheelbear.
Thank you.
We are not going to rest until we find Blemish's real killers.
Yes, so definitely send in emails telling us what you know about Blemish, because that's something that we don't know.
Because we don't know.
And need you to tell us.
Exactly.
Or even if you're just willing to go into the basement for me and help me out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to run down those and get those letters any minute now.
Bag it and tag it.
Here's an email. Carnival Wilson. It's Carney. I have a photographic memory, but only for podcasts. It has generally been a burden, however. I believe in this case it may help you. Vertarolax. Oh, that's right. Guys, we've been trying to solve one of the riddles in the tavern. We found a clue that said Vertarolax wakes. This must be about that. Vertarolax emailed you in the very early days of the podcast, claiming to be a dragon from Foon now living on Earth. He went through a dimensional portal during the Great Battle of Haversdwell, and has been gone for 250-something years. Also, he might just be a dude with a Twitter. Hope this helps. Liz! Oh, yeah, I guess that's right. We did get a bunch of emails from Vertarolax very early on the podcast.
He wanted us to interview a dragon and find out more about his kind.
As I remember, he was on Twitter at VERTERRILAX.
I wonder how he's been.
I hope he's doing okay.
Perhaps if he finds his way back to Foon.
Yeah.
He can help you find your way back to Earth.
Well, hopefully maybe he can help whether he's a dragon or a person pretending to be a dragon.
How would he help you as a person pretending to be a dragon?
I don't know. I mean, a person pretending to be like a wizard is probably an idiot, but they can help you with something.
Well, if a person was pretending to be a wizard, that would be awful. Because wizards are not born of humankind. They are
a race unto themselves, a celestial being, taken human form. If someone were to impersonate a wizard, what an offense this would be to the goddesses!
I just noticed something. I don't mean to be a dick. Wheelbear, you're just wearing a red shirt and no pants.
Exactly.
Have some more honey.
Oh, no, that was okay. My honey.
If someone were to impersonate a bear, I would maul him. You can have the rest.
Thank you, I think. Chunt?
I'm good.
But yeah, thanks to everyone that tweeted at us, also pointing out that Verterilax is a possible dragon on Twitter, including at SlackFerno, who tweeted, at Verterilax, are you awake? So hopefully one of these you-ups that people are tweeting at Verterilax will maybe help us figure out what it means Verterilax wakes.
Yes, Verterilax, if you are awake, tweet at me, at Usador the Blue, and we together shall combine our forces from across the veil of the universes, and we shall rise up and defeat evil on both of our worlds.
And I can't stress this enough. DJ Qualls, if you can hear me, tweet at me, at Chunt. The 60s.
I think we're getting pretty close to solving this whole thing.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank you. Here, just leave that here on the table in front of me. Well, this has been a very good podcast, but I'm just going to enjoy this smoked salmon. What's going on?
I'm not being my best self today.
You know, I really related to this episode because the guys were secretly plotting under the nose of an authority figure, just like me and Trisha. Although I haven't actually gotten a ton of plotting done this week. But I had a lot of me time, which is the best kind of plotting, honestly. Anyway, Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. Wheelbear was played by special guest Farrell Walsh. Farrell performs with the Princeton New Money Ass Clowns Tuesdays at 10 p.m. at Chicago's CIC Theater. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Remember, we've got live shows coming up in April in L.A. and in August in Indiana. Check the live tab at hellofromthemagictavern.com for all the info. And stay tuned next week for another super fun announcement. Oh, you're going to like it. Big thanks to all the fine folks who've been cleaning up our official wiki at magictavern.wikidot.com. Thanks to Messgirl, SlackFerno, Adarkly, Of Hauntings, My Boss Man 1, Corrupted Gem, Adea, In Little Stars, Slifferjam, A Housing to Ham, A House in Gotham, David Castaneda, Kingly Lightning, Oh Yeah, It's Josh, Reaganometry, Charlene's with two S's? Charlene's. And Zeke and Nelster. Okay, now I said all your names on the show, and oh gosh, you have to add your own names to the summary of this episode. I'm so sorry for the burden. I guess that's it. I know I should be snooping around, or whatever, to help with Trisha's plan to overthrow the space bunker, but for some reason I can't seem to bring myself to do it. It's like every time I think about betraying the big guy, I get this shock in my brain. Ow! That's probably my conscience. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.